Okay. This week and next week, we're doing a little two-part series on choices. And I've purposely waited until now to do these because you're back in school now. Obviously, you've been back for a few weeks, but the choices you make every day are broader when there's a lot more people around you, obviously. You affect more people with the choices you make. And we make thousands and thousands of decisions every day. So that's why this is important. And I wanted to open it with a little personal story of my own. This was probably maybe 3 years ago. Went to school at Lincoln Christian College, played basketball. We were on a basketball trip in Iowa. It was the regional tournament. And how that works is if you lose, you go home. You're done. Season's over. If you win all three games, then you make the national tournament. So that's obviously what we're trying to do. First game, we were a 4 seed playing a 5 seed.
Come in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We're finding him home.
Come on in, we won't bite you. Seat over here. So anyway, regional tournament. We were a 4 seed playing a 5 seed, and we lost the first game, okay? Keep in mind, we're in Iowa. We have all the hotels booked. So we were planning on being there all weekend. We thought we were at least going to win a few games, and so it was kind of an upset. We got beat. So the next day, we're still there. Since we had the hotels, we were just going to watch the other games and stuff. And a couple of my teammates and close friends made some really bad choices. First of all, they went to a restaurant. It was kind of a bar kind of restaurant thing. And they went there, they left the hotel, they went over there, and obviously that's a topic for a different day about, you know, they were of age, they were just having a drink, it didn't seem like a big deal to some people, but obviously if you go to a Christian college, you have certain rules, and so they broke that, but that wasn't the big deal. I didn't know where they were, found out where they were, we went and we got them, then we went to Walmart, we're just going to get some snacks and stuff for the night, and I was actually on the phone the entire time at Walmart because I was making plans for that weekend. Since we lost, we weren't going to be there. I was making plans with my friend. And so I was kind of oblivious to what was going on. And it turns out they bought alcohol at Walmart.
Oh, great.
And they were hiding it. Even I didn't see it. Then they hid it in my friend's car, who was there to support us that weekend. And she found out about it. She wasn't happy. She started talking about it. Coach heard it. And obviously, they were in a lot of trouble. And even I got in trouble because he told me, well, when you found out they were at the bar, you should have taken them back to the hotel and told me about it. You know, I didn't know exactly what was going on. You know, so to me, I was kind of like, that's a little bit unfair. But I had to do 10 hours of community service with another teammate. Those guys had to have all kinds of stuff happen to them. And a lot of things we can learn from a personal story of my own. Number one, yes, you can be guilty by association. That does not mean it's better for you. Like, yeah, there's probably something I could have done to make the situation better. A big part of this, these choices that we're talking about is don't put yourself in a position that, you know, can become a problem. And that's a big thing. Second thing is follow the rules. In every situation you face in life, you're going to have rules, and sometimes you're not going to agree with them. Maybe you think your parents are too strict. Maybe you think that your coach is too strict. Teacher has rules you don't like. But whatever it is, whoever you're under, you need to follow those rules. And that's, you know, something that a lot of people don't like to do. But if you don't, you will pay the consequences. Third note I have, never put your trust in man. I really trust in my friends. They're two amazing dudes. They are great Christian guys. They just made some wrong choices one night, you know, and they paid the consequence for it. But never put your trust in man. And here's another thing. If your friends do let you down, you should forgive them, definitely. But don't put your full trust in them. Put your trust in God. He's the only one that's not going to let you down. So pretty self-explanatory there. And then the last thing with this is think of my situation when it comes to your own friends. You know, like I said, don't put yourself in certain positions that could be set up for failure. I can't tell you like how many times I've heard people say, well, I didn't know drinking was going to be there. Well, if you didn't know that, then if you see that it is there, leave. You know, simple as that. Some people think they're okay, like, well, I can be around this and I'll be fine, and sometimes they're really not. So think about those things. Some of the worst things in life happen on unplanned, things that are unplanned. Like teen pregnancies, STDs, drunk driving accidents, all kinds of other stuff. Those things are not planned, okay? They happen because of bad choices, like instant, quick decision, bad choices. Let's see. Next thing I want to share is a story of a guy named Lynn Bias. You guys know who that is? Lynn Bias is his name. Basketball, you probably don't know. Long time ago. Here's a story about Lynn. 1986, he was the second pick in the NBA draft by the Boston Celtics. Okay? Now this guy, he was 1 year younger than, 1 year younger than Michael Jordan. Many people said he was just as good or better than Michael. He was long, he could jump out of the gym. It was ridiculous how good this guy was, okay? And he was also a pretty good guy. A lot of teammates said he was, you know, went to church. He was just an all-around good dude. 2 days after he got drafted in the NBA, he overdosed on cocaine and died. Okay, and this was a huge deal back then. I've heard people say that we'd be wearing Air Bias shoes, not Air Jordan, if this didn't happen. And basically, the stardom got to his head, and 2 days later, when he's driving his new car with all of his new money and his new friends, he overdosed on cocaine. It was the first time in his life he did drugs. First time. Overdose, dead. Just like that. And that goes along with this series, because one bad choice, you can make good choices your whole life up until now. That one bad choice can wreck everything you've worked for. It can hurt the name of Jesus because people know you're a Christian. So you got to think about that. Big choices you make every day, you have to know who you're living for, basically. And the very last thing I want to do is share this from the Bible. It's a real short story. In Matthew, many of you know, Jesus himself was tempted. And I want to share with you his response when he was tempted. So just 10 verses. Please listen and follow along. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Yeah, it's Matthew 4, if you want to follow along. Matthew 4, 1-11. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So that's the first one. Second one, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, they will lift you up in their hands." So basically the devil is saying, the scripture says the angels will save you, so go ahead, prove yourself that you're Son of God. Jesus answered him, "It's also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." So that's the second one. Third one, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me." And here's the big one. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." So briefly, I wanted to talk about the three things that he said. It's a big reason that he was came as a human anyway. So we go through what we go through. He can show us how to live this life. And the first one, he said, man doesn't live on bread alone, but on the words of God. We shouldn't live on things like the pleasures of what, you know, we like to do, and we should live on God's word. Second one, never test your God. Don't even question what he's saying in the Bible. A lot of people, especially your age, will kind of tweak what they want to hear from Bible studies and the word, and shouldn't do that. But the biggest one, as I said, whenever you're faced with a choice, a tough decision, I want you to think what Jesus said. He said, worship the Lord your God, serve him only. Can't serve the world and him. You can't serve your friends and him. You can't serve your teachers and him or whatever it is. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Basically, we are what we choose. And also think the easiest way to take part in a temptation is being around the temptation. So think about these things as you talk in your small groups, hopefully more personal stuff. And then we'll really hit home next week with the choices. Here's what I've got for the small groups.